Southwark News, Thursday, October 16th, 2014. Brave doctors fly out to battle deadly Ebola virus. Doctors and nurses from Southwark hospitals are risking their lives to fight the deadly Ebola virus in Sierra Leone. A volunteer clinical team from King's, Guy's and St Thomas's has been working day and night to treat infected patients at the capital city Freetown's main hospital, as Ebola has claimed over 4,000 lives in West Africa since the outbreak began in March. The team consists of senior and junior doctors, a nurse, a pharmacist, and a hospital manager, who have been doing sweaty and exhausting work, scrubbing floors with bleach whilst wearing gowns, masks, and other personal protective equipment in the intense heat of Sierra Leone's humid, rainy season, according to program director Dr. Oliver Johnson. While other aid organizations are fleeing the region for fear of the highly infectious virus killing their staff, the volunteers from King's Sierra Leone Partnership are staying put. We believe that the risks are currently manageable, and our support to partners has never been more vital, said a spokesperson. I am proud to say that two of our local hospitals are contributing to the effort and are part of King's Sierra Leone Partnership, said Simon Hughes, MP for Bermondsey and Old Southwark. There is currently a team of volunteer doctors and nurses on the front line of the Ebola outbreak, helping to battle this humanitarian crisis. As the government brought in checks at Heathrow Airport this week, Southwark hospitals have confirmed that they have procedures in place if any patients show symptoms of Ebola in our borough, which has the highest West African diaspora population in the country. Augustine Naima, 50, of the East Walworth Housing Forum, is from Liberia, one of the countries worst affected by the deadly virus. It's very shocking, said Augustine, who has relatives and friends living in desperate conditions after a 15-year civil war left the country ill-prepared for the breakout. Life is very difficult, so they just look up to God. They have no other means to solve the problem. More should be done. They are part of humanity. If we can't take care of the situation there, we can't minimise the risk to the community here. Southwark residents with family members in the affected areas have contacted Harriet Harman, MP for Camberwell and Peckham, asking how their family members could come here, or how visiting relatives can get home again. Many people in Camberwell and Peckham have family members in Sierra Leone, Liberia and Guinea, and will be deeply worried about Ebola, first and foremost for family members who live there, and also how Ebola affects their own ability to travel to and from the UK, she said.